This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working out on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women in the 18-wheelers, Felix and the USPS, the postal guys with the bulk mail, and the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and oil and diesel to our gas station so we can get gas to go to work. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us to say the pledge for the second time is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God.
That's right.
Now, we started last hour with Nancy Pelosi and where she was at in the Ukraine with Adam Schiff in tow. And he looked like a scared little bunny rabbit behind her, I'll tell you. It was obvious in his eyes. I mean, his eyes are always kind of funky, but he looked like as if he was ready to duck at any moment because of a shot coming his way. I mean, he really did look that way. He looked scared to death. You could just see it. Now, while the federal government tries to tamp down fears and frustration over inflation hitting a more than a 40-year high of 8.54%, one economist, John Williams, is sounding the alarm and saying these distressing stats are significantly underreported, with actual year-to-date inflation rates hitting a new whopping 16.8% in March, the steepest rate since June of 1947. What do you think about that?
Well, Captain, I do think most Americans feel that the numbers that they're hearing that are like the 8.54% kind of number, that doesn't seem to track in their daily lives for groceries, for gas, for other things that they have to pay for. So I do think that they believe that it's much more. How much more? That's a good question. But the perception of it, I think, is so very important because people feel as though they have much less. They have much less purchasing power. And when that eventually really sinks in, that you can't go out for lunch, you can't go to a movie, you can't go buy groceries and not get out of there for, you know, 50 to 100 bucks every single time, much less try to fill up your gas tank, it's going to have an effect.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. Now, retired Admiral James Stavridis, who at one time was, I believe he was in charge of NATO, if I'm correct, in my Assumption, I think that's what he was in charge of, has slammed the Russian military's amazing incompetence. He said he can't believe how incompetent these people are.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you know, we're watching this on display, and at the very least, their incompetence has allowed the Ukrainians to exploit many of those opportunities that they've had to have victories, essentially, against the Russian army. At the same time, Captain, I don't know that it bodes very well overall, because, for example, the United States or any other adversary of Russia at this point is simply not going to regard their military as being world class. And that is going to stick in the craw of somebody like Vladimir Putin. And the next time there's any kind of conflict, he may simply go right for the jugular, as it were, because he believes that he has some right to do it or whatever. But he's not going to launch this kind of thing. He may use other tactics. So we just don't know where this is going to land.
Well, we heard yesterday that the United States had supplied about 45% of what Ukraine had asked for. I don't know if any of that 45% was in that aircraft hangar that the Russians targeted and blew up with the supplies that were in there, the military supplies and ammo and whatnot that were in there from not only the United States but also from other countries. But we do know that some of what they got were long-range artillery field pieces. Now, if they're able to get that implemented in the game here fairly quickly, that's going to be a game changer.
Well, right, because they'll be able to reach out and touch the Russian forces from very far away, and that's going to mean a lot less Ukrainian casualties, I would think.
Yeah, well, it won't be very far away, but it'll certainly be 10 to 15 miles away, and that's significant. Then all they got to do is hone in with their spotters or their drones or whatever they're using, or a satellite, because I understand they're using some commercial satellites to watch the battlefield down below.
Right, exactly. And amazing the ability to utilize the technology of the day against a force that seems to be employing a lot of sort of, for lack of a better expression, old-style tactics here. But any leg up the Ukrainians can get is a good one.
Yeah, no, we're fixing to go to break, but when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the Russian oligarchs who seem to have been in the middle of everything all over again. It's bad enough for them as it is. Some of them are losing their big yachts. Some of them are losing their bank accounts. Some of them are being arrested. And some of them are just disappearing, not to be seen before. Oh, well, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. I am Captain Matt Bruce. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Frank will be around hour number four, so don't forget that Frank and I are going to burn down the airways this morning. I'll tell you that much right now. We're going to give you a tease of what we're going to do here in just a couple of minutes. At the bottom of the hour, I've got something saved that I'm going to start, and then Frank and I are going to finish it. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And I get people that ask me all the time, how come you're pushing Relief Factor? What's that all about? Well, it's because it works. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be telling you about it. And I run into so many people that are in pain. People can hardly stand up. People walking with canes like I have to do every now and then. I don't do it all the time, but I do it when I need to. And the best four ingredients in the country happen to be in this 100% drug-free product called Relief Factor. And they help your body deal with inflammation and pain by going straight to the source. Trust me when I tell you, it works for me. I've been taking it for over 6 years. If you've got back pain, shoulder pain, neck, hip, knee, foot pain, from exercise, from getting older, from arthritis, whatever the situation is, this product will work for you. It's that simple. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, because Relief Factor will target the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain right straight at the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Don't forget, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort, too, that you're in. Comes in convenient individual packets. It costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain.
relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95, 3-week quick start. Give it a try. See if it works for you. If it doesn't, you're only out $20. But so far, and I had a bunch of people come up to me in Brooksville, so far, everybody that's tried it, it's working for them. Everybody. Because, Kyle, after all you have to lose is?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. All right. I'm going to read them on message I just got here from one of my good friends.
Right.
And here we go. Let's see. Our U.S. of A. is corrupt at the top. How can Pelosi go to Ukraine in the midst of a war? Blinken, Austin, and now Pelosi act as though they're making a guest appearance on the red carpet in Hollywood. Something here stinks. All kinds of theories. Biden stoking the flames to divert attention from his failures while crying fight for freedom, or Biden doing the bidding of China, or some kind of collusion between Zelensky, Putin, Biden, and at the expense and death of the Ukraine people. She says, I am part Ukraine heritage. Zelensky was corrupt, and many of his followers are former KGB, too. And that's coming from the individual that I just told you about. So that's interesting.
Well, it is. And, you know, no matter what, though, with the invasion by Russia into Ukraine, that is something that, you know, concerns everybody, especially Europe at this point as well. So it does behoove us to try to help the Ukrainians as much as possible to reestablish those borders, basically, and drive Putin back. The issue about Nancy Pelosi going there, yeah, I do agree. It's as if it's a photo op. They're doing that for a specific, a perception reason because of the things that are happening here. And so, you know, if everything was going very well here, I think they would still do it, but they do it perhaps in a very different way. Otherwise, they're looking to try to make sure that you're not worried about inflation. You're just wanting to, you know, beat the Russians, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's a lot of sense in what you just said there. All right. Now let's move along here. We talked about the Russian oligarchs. Well, guess what, Kyle? The Russian oligarchs are now being targeted in the latest U.S. aid package for the Ukraine.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Senator Schumer, by the way, is specifically talking about the oligarchs who he says are loyal to Putin. They're extremely wealthy, and they've got these kinds of assets, the boats and the yachts, rather, and all kinds of stuff that they have. So, yeah, part of that is trying to, I think, I do think it'll anger the oligarchs very, very much so. So that may have some effect on what happens with Vladimir Putin, especially that he's going to be having this operation. Maybe they'll see an opportunity there to try to do something. I don't mean that they will try to get him physically, but maybe they'll try to make some other move.
Well, nothing would surprise me because Russia is another one of those countries where they see what's going on. They see that Russia's lost a lot of their young men in something that they thought was going to be, and they were all hoodwinked, that they thought was going to be, you know, we're in the door, we're out the door. Not happening now that we're almost 70 days into the mix here.
Well, right. And even just for the sake of argument, supposing that Kiev was really run by neo-Nazis, I think at some point the Russian people, or as you say, they're going to say to themselves, the cost is way too much. What are we really gaining here? But
yeah,
of course they want to gain the oil and some of the industry there, the resources. But how much are they willing to spend to get them now?
Now Germany is saying that they are quitting Russian oil by late summer, and they said that this is a realistic goal that they're shooting for, to get rid of all the Russian oil that's coming into their country and to do something totally different, because they are going to be getting liquefied natural gas from the United States and other countries, because the pipeline has now been shut down to them by Russia.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they've tried to really reduce how much they have to rely on the Russian oil, basically, over these past several weeks. Yes, this is one of the ways that you do try to isolate Russia, is you try to provide the product that the allies need so that they don't have to go to Russia. So that's a good part of a comprehensive approach.
Now, the Disney executive who helped to craft the company's response to Florida's parental rights law, has quit just after 3 months. And he was replaced, Kyle, wait for it, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
He was replaced by a former political aide of Barack Obama.
Wow. Well, you know, I got to tell you, you know, when with Disney, you know, I often wonder this, Captain, do they just hate us so much that they really just want to destroy
Disney?
No,
I got to tell you, it's becoming obvious that Barack Obama is up to his eyeballs and all of this stuff coming out of Washington, D.C. If you think about some of the comments you're hearing and you see some of the people you're seeing, including this Jankowicz woman who got appointed to whatever the hell it is she's doing, Minister of Truth or whatever they're calling it,
right.
She is a disciple. And by the way, she was learning. One of the classes that she took was taught by Barack Obama a few years ago before he became president when he was a, community organizer.
Wow. Well,
when he was a professor and a community organizer, assistant professor. Yeah.
Well, people like her, people like Obama, people like Jankowicz, in my estimation, they simply have a wholly different idea of what they believe America should be, but it's not really based on what America is. It's they want to replace it with something else. And they can be very patient about all this kind of stuff. I mean, who in their right mind would actually say, here's an idea, let's have a disinformation governance board that the government will tell us what's true and what's false and stuff like that. I mean, this is crazy time.
But this is something we already heard once before from Barack Obama.
Well, sure. And even the stuff with Disney, you know, it's as if there's just a full court press to make sure that every single aspect of our society is completely politicized, that it's complete, and
yeah.
it's not even just politicized, it's divisively politicized.
Now, the investigation into Hunter Biden's laptop obviously requires an independent counsel to properly investigate all the details, so says author Peter Schweitzer, who spent quite a bit of time on Fox News yesterday.
Well, Peter Schweitzer, he's a very, very good, he's a good guy, he's a good author, he's very thorough. I think that, he should be taken extremely seriously about something like this. And yes, an independent counsel. Well, did we have an independent counsel to look at the Russia stuff? And don't we see, what Durham is doing? Sometimes something of this magnitude, because it is so politicized, you need to be able to have an independent counsel take a look and be able to create, a report basically, or point out, things that are going to be pretty much indisputable. Because otherwise you're just going to have the same talking head saying, no, Hunter is good, no, Hunter is bad. It goes on and on. So we need to be able to get the facts straight.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. And when we come back, I'm telling you, get ready, get the popcorn, get ready to rock and roll here. Because being a Democrat, folks, is not cool anymore. I'm going to explain when we come back just part of what I'm going to be getting into with Frank Silvato. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back right after these messages that you'll hear in just a second.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its third month, President Biden has recently requested $33 million from Congress in taxpayer dollars. for additional aid for Ukraine. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Congressman Michael McCaul, a senior member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, responds when asked if he believes the aid package will quickly pass Congress.
Yes, I do. I think time is of the essence. The next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be very pivotal and very decisive in this war. And I don't think we have a lot of time to waste in Congress. I wish we'd had this a little bit sooner, but we have it now.
The cleanup after a powerful EF3 tornado tore through the Wichita suburb of Andover, Kansas, continues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. And get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. And get your money this week.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There was that voice again. Jeff in Sarasota. Like I say, we'll probably run into him tomorrow at Mission Barbecue over on West Waters in Tampa. We're there for lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. You're invited to stop by. And yes, that includes you, special person over in the east side of Tampa. But anyway, Mike Lindell and MyPillow have been offering a BOGO extravaganza of multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Because right now, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, which is a heck of a deal. The bed sheets, I'm telling you, unbelievable. Buy one, get one. Holy smokes. Then, does it get better? Sure. Listen to this. You can buy one, get one on the Giza Elegance My Pillows. Those are the fancy pillows. Then you can buy one, get one on the six-piece towel sets and the Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, which are the travel pillows, the little smaller pillows that are decorated with American flags and different American patriotic scenes and whatnot, and so much more. Plus, on top of that, you'll receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't forget, you can't miss this incredible opportunity to buy the one get free on select products because this isn't going to be there forever. But right now, Mike Dillon has pulled out all the stops to get rid of this extra stock that he's got there. Give him a call, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. And don't forget, the promo code is CAPTAIN. The promo code is CAPTAIN. Back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I think we've got Elliot in Wesley Chapel on the line. Hey, Elliot, is that you?
I think you're right, Captain. Good morning, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. I won't hold you up too long, Captain. This is the way I see it. I urge God-fearing people, forward thinkers, humble abode, lovers of this country, to separate yourself from the left. Progressive, Marxist, communist, CRT wokers. Now, straight up America, they hate your guts if you do not conform to their ideology. Barack Obama and Joe Biden would love to silence my ass. I am a threat to their satanic, wicked practicing party. Barack Obama, you're not so smart, but truly wicked. Out of all the people you could have chosen as your VP, you chose Joseph Biden from Scranton, now deemed the worst president in modern history. Everything Barack and Joe touch, they destroy. Obama appears on TV announcing an all-out war on disinformation. He's like the devil, can't stand dissenting voices. He owns the highway to narcissistic values. Very simple. If you are a humble man before God, why are you continue to pull your party towards a devilish contention? My mother and father were devoted center-left Democrats, voting Christians. They are flipping in their damn grave, seeing how you turned out to be. Many left-wing Christians feel the same way as I do. Thanks for the opportunity, Captain. Have a great day.
Thank you, Elliot. You hit the nail right on the head because that's what I've been saying. Barack Obama is the guy behind the scene.
Well, I think he certainly wants to be, and this certainly does smack of Obama and his philosophies. Yeah.
All right. Now, I want you to listen to something here right now. I want you to listen to this, and then you tell me if you're listening to an American.
Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them. But my father came from a Kenyan family that includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I spent several years in Indonesia and heard the call of the azan at the break of dawn. I have known Islam on three continents before coming to the region where it was first revealed. That experience guides my conviction.
You are absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith.
Now, if you didn't know that was Barack Obama, would you think that was a flag-waving patriotic American?
Well, he was trying to create some kind of perspective or philosophy. About,
he was establishing his street creds with the Muslim community.
Well, exactly. This was mm-hmm. on the so-called apology tour, I think.
That's right. That's exactly correct.
And the thing is, you know, Barack Obama can be a Muslim all the live long day if he wants to, but it just seems like I think a lot of people believe that he just wasn't really coming clean about that.
Yeah.
It was, he could be what he wants to be, that's fine, but, yeah. You know, don't try to make us believe he's something else.
When did all of this going to the left stuff start?
When's that?
When Lyndon Baines Johnson became the president of the United States and instituted something called the Great Society. That's when we heard about Saul Alinsky. That's when we heard about Rules for Radicals. That's when the dream that President Kennedy said when he stood up and said, I have a dream, and just like Martin Luther King when he did his I Have a Dream speech, that's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Remember all that?
Right. He was a unifier.
You don't hear anybody in the Democratic Party saying that anymore, do you?
No, because their bread and butter is in divisiveness. Their yep. bread and butter is dividing people on color, race, religion, yep. gender, whatever.
And that was exactly how LBJ got into power. Exactly. He couldn't stand the rich elitists that were running the Democratic Party. He could not stand them. He could not stomach them. And he did everything he could to downplay and slowly, piece by piece, take apart John F. Kennedy's legacy. And Robert Kennedy and he got into it a lot. That much we know. Now, in his speech, what Kennedy expressed that he was a Democrat because he was born one or an accident by birth, he said that he chose to be the most conservative Democrat that he could muster. Now, I did use that word, and those are his words. He fought for low taxes. He was tough on unions. He hated government dependency. When liberal Harvard economics policy John Kenneth Galbraith scolded Kennedy for cutting taxes and not increasing government spending, he stood up and told him to shut up. When Al Gore Sr., Al Gore's father, also opposed the tax cuts, he called him a son of a bitch.
Right. Well, but John F. Kennedy had a perspective of creating opportunities, which you would think is more in line with the conservative thought of today than it would have been with the Democrat thought of or the thought of the early 1960s.
Well, here's what happened, Kyle. When Kennedy died, the Democratic Party lost its way. Johnson became the president, and a Neanderthal moved into the White House along with a war that he helped to start, that he helped to expand. Never-ending welfare, pandering. I suppose growing up poor put a chip on his shoulder. Yeah, remember the Civil Rights Act of 1964 passed, but it was not passed because of the Democrats. It was passed because of the Republicans. You remember that?
Right, right.
And it passed like every other civil rights legislation after the Civil War with Republican votes. The Democrats were not for civil rights. They just weren't. They said they were, but when it came down to votes, it always took the Republicans to get it over the top. And when Robert Kennedy died 4 years later, the fate of the party was sealed. Ted Kennedy did nothing to remind us of better times or of the Kennedy legacy. The Democratic Party steadily, ever since then, has moved to the left, and now they're so far left, and it's a real danger of sinking below the waves, and maybe it's time they did. They've had plenty of chances. Maybe it's time, just like the Titanic that was shown yesterday in the cartoon, maybe it's time for the Democrats to just sink into the sea and start over with whatever. I don't really care, but AOC, Presley, Tlaib, I mean, come on.
Well, I think you do have Democrats who are very concerned that the Republicans are starting to become perceived as more of the party of working people because of the disconnect of the far left with everybody else. And people want practical solutions. But the lie has been for so many years that the Democrats are the party of the working people, and I don't think that that's really true at all.
No, because at their core, they're pathological, and they want the rest of the country to join them in their instability that they got going on right now. They want freedom to disobey and ignore any laws that they disagree with, and a refusal to assume any responsibility for their actions. Well, that's not the way it works in America or anywhere else, except maybe Russia.
That's right.
All right. Folks, that's just the tip of what Frank and I are going to be talking about. I just let a little bit of it out there, but I'll tell you what. The Democrats, like it or not, whether you like it or not, it's not cool to be a Democrat anymore. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedom and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's
it's all been changed. And when we gaze upon the glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back.
That's called We Want This Country Back, and that somebody sent me that, and told me to go ahead and play it. They gave me permission. It was, a blogger by the name of Carl Klang, and Kyle, it's pretty directed to the point, isn't it? We want our country, this country back.
Yeah, this is what he's saying, exactly.
All right, well, you take it away and tell us what's going on out west, because they might want the weather back.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, we're looking, of course, at some new rain coming in Monday. This is going to be for Portland, also for Seattle, Washington. Portland, by the way, I think had its wettest April on record so far. So they've been getting a lot of rain. We're going to continue to see more moisture going to the Pacific Northwest, Captain, as the jet stream pushes in more storms. And the La Nina effect continues to be there in the Pacific Ocean. That could be very good, because it could be a little bit more snow, a little bit more snow melt, and a little bit more water, of course. And, of course, if only for California, it could have the same kind of thing, because it's really suffering at this point with the drought. But active rain tonight, if you're traveling across the highways and byways, you're going to have rain in central Wyoming. This is going to be near Lander. If you're coming down Interstate 25, you're going to find rain and sleet coming across the road. This is going to be south of Wheatland as you head towards Cheyenne. Looks like the might have dissipated out of the Laramie area since last hour, so that's good. But as you continue down through Fort Collins, down to Denver, you still got rain, but it looks like it's moving to the east. Similarly, out on I-70 near Glenwood Springs, a lot of that is dissipated now. You got a little bit of rain coming if you're heading west out of, east out of Grand Junction on I-70. Also, if you're on I-70 near Eagle, you've got some rain coming across the road as well. Salt Lake City looks like you've got some sleet over to the east there. And then as you're coming out of Utah and you're coming up on Interstate 80, you're definitely going to have some rain as you get across the border. But as you travel towards Lyman, so be aware of that. Other than that, we do have winter weather advisory up in central Montana, I believe. And other than that, we got a pretty quiet map, so be careful out there.
Okay, well, what we've got to contend with up on 29 from the Canadian border on down to Fargo is we've got all kinds of flood watches through there because of the low level flooding that the river has. It's over its banks on both sides of the border there, Minnesota as well as North Dakota. But North Dakota's getting the worst of it all the way down to Fargo. And then up in the northeastern corner of Minnesota, they've got flooding on the Canadian border all the way across over there to almost all the way to Moorhead, Minnesota. So it's pretty well uniform there. Now, we do have, moving on down the line, right now in the southwestern corner of Missouri, to include Joplin, Springfield, and over towards Lebanon, you've got a lot of rain, and it looks like it's heavy rain. And it looks like there could be some flooding going on there. But in the middle part of Arkansas, east of Fayetteville, you've got rain there coming down, fairly heavy rain by the looks of things. And then we've got some flooding that's been going on in the little southwestern corner of Oklahoma because of all the rain they had there earlier and the bad weather, the thunderstorms and whatnot. Looking down into Texas, I can tell you that down into Texas, we've got a flood area north of 35 coming out of the Metroplex, flood watch and warning there. And it looks like as if we've got a severe thunderstorm warning to the west of Dallas right now. So that's still going to be around. You're still going to have that problem. And over in the east, some unsettled weather conditions across Virginia in the mountains, down into North Carolina in the mountains there. Other than that, it's a pretty quiet night, but things are going to heat up today because there's going to be a bunch of storms. There could be some damaging wind gusts and tornadoes possible coming across the Ozarks today and tonight and into tomorrow. So be advised there. If you're in Missouri, if you're in Arkansas, you could have some real rough weather, and I'm looking at the beginning of it here. So, Kyle, tell us how you hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate having him on there. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you. Good Monday morning.
Good morning.
It appears that Mr. Durham may have some interesting evidence on one or two people. We're starting to, and why are we getting leaks? Who's doing the leaking?
What, on the Durham thing?
Yeah.
Nobody's leaking.
Well, I sure as heck have got a bunch of leaks that came out over the weekend again.
Well, what's happening is on the other side. It's, you know, the people that are able to get documents because of legal filings, you can end up in public domain, or that some people have said that they have testified, so it's not his operation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the fact that you're able to, if you work hard enough and know the channel to get it, you can get the testimonies or what happens in court.
Okay, well, Jim Jordan said something that still stuck with everybody over the weekend, and I heard it all weekend long, and I heard it again this morning. He said that Durham is showing just how closely the media, the Democratic establishment, and some rogue elements of U.S. intelligence worked in conjunction to perpetuate the false Russiagate story in 2016, a pattern he says the media repeated when the same sources falsely portrayed the Hunter Biden laptop as disinformation in 2020, which they're trying to do again.
Correct.
Now, that disinformation minister, or whatever the hell she's calling herself, she's really in the wrong game to be playing, because I think, I can't believe that they're going to allow her to be appointed to that position.
Well, I mean, she works in the Department of Homeland Security, so, you know, he can designate, you know, whoever he wants to do whatever he wants. And you know he was ordered by the White House to do this person, and this person came to the attention of the people in the White House.
Yes.
They didn't come to the attention of Mayorkas.
No, and we know probably who found her because we know who she was a student of. Oh, boy. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon? 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.